We are live on the phone, joined by Chicago Bluesman Taranzo Cannon. Taranzo, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us here today.
Oh, cool. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Taranzo is playing Skyloft in Crossgates Mall Saturday, November 23rd at 8 p.m. SkyloftNY.com for tickets. Back with a brand new album. Tell me about The Preacher, The Politician, or The Pimp.
Oh, yeah. Just another 12 new songs of just... reality, real life, you know, but sometimes with a funny take on it. Sometimes it's like, you know, something to think about, you know.
Tell me about the title, though.
I'm a bus driver for the city of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
6 years now. And I see one or all three of those things probably every other day, you know, on the streets that I work. So that's real life. And I figured when I saw it, I'm like, oh, wow, they all got the common denominator is that they make people do things that they don't want to do for the most part. You know, they got the gift of the tongue. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So
they know how to talk, you know.
Now, Taranzo is Chicago, born and raised. When he's home, as he mentioned, he drives the Chicago Transit Authority bus by day, moonlights as a modern-day blues master. How's that been working out for you? Would you say 36 years driving a bus?
26 years. 26 years driving a bus, yeah. Yeah, and actually the bus and my blues career kind of came around the same time because that's when I started practicing the guitar a couple years before I started with the bus. So I guess I had a good outlet when it came to writing songs and everything.
Yeah, and Taranzo, you grew up near Teresa's Lounge, one of the city's most famous Southside blues clubs. And I guess you would stand on the sidewalk outside the door, you soak up the live blues pouring out, you're trying to sneak a glance inside at people like Junior Wells and Buddy Guy who were there performing.
Yeah, I knew my uncles hung out down there. So, I would see the feet because it was in the basement. So I would see the feet of people kind of milling around or whatever. You know, once in a while you see people walk out and, like, look at me, and, you know, like, you know, you see the older guys or whatever, and they looking at me, and I'm looking at them, and then, you know, I just, you know, it's just that kind of thing. So, but I heard things, you know, growing up, you know, I didn't know actually that Teresa's was like a big part of the Chicago blues scene, you know, with all those guys. I found out years later, you know, because my uncles, they never really talk about, like, oh, Muddy Waters, oh, I saw, you know, Earl Hooker down there. I saw whoever, you know, that kind of thing. And at that time, I wouldn't have known who they were anyway because, you know, when I was a kid growing up, my grandparents raised me. When I was a kid, it wasn't a blues genre. It was just music that my grandparents played, you know.
That really had a huge impact on you.
I guess it laid dormant inside, yeah, and it came out. It came out in a big way later. You know, I got the receipts of it later, you know.
Yeah. You launched from local hero to national star June 13, 2015. You remember that date? World-renowned Chicago Blues Festival. You performed as a festival headliner in front of a massive crowd. And, I mean, Chicago Blues Festival, Taranzo, Junior Wells played there, B.B. King, James Cotton, Pine Top Perkins, many, many others. What a moment.
Yeah.
Were you saying to yourself when you got there and got on stage, I got to remember this. This is something. I have to soak this all in.
Yeah. I find myself when I can't remember what I've done, it had to be a good show. You know what I mean? Because I'm like not very neurotic about it. Where it's like, oh, my God, I missed a note. Oh, my God, I did this. I remember the crowd. I remember it was around the time where the Blackhawks were winning. So everyone had, like, the jerseys of the Blackhawks on, like, different, you know, like, black and gold and red and all that stuff. And it's, at some point, it looked like flowers blowing in the breeze. You know what I mean? It was just like, it was so many people, and I had never played for that many people before. And I was like, wow. Now, okay, that's cool. You know, and I didn't want to be the guy taking a picture off stage. You know what I mean? Like, hey, everybody, yeah, you over there, move in a little bit, tuck it in a little bit. I need to take a picture, like, you know, all thousands of you or whatever. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, yeah.
But it was very cool, a memorable experience. You know, I think about it sometimes when I'm on a bus. Like you said, yeah, I think back and things like that, you know. If I hit the right pothole in the street, you know, it'll jar my memory, you know.
That's got to be quite the ride on your bus. You know, people are standing in line waiting for the bus. I mean, they're locals. I mean, you don't get any tourists on your bus, I'm sure. Maybe sometimes, but the doors open up and there you are. You're their bus driver. Do you get recognized all the time?
I do a few times when they do like local news coverage on me.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been times where a person will get on my bus if I drive a downtown route, and they have an accent, and I'll say, where are you from? And they say, oh, I'm from, you know, Amsterdam, or I'm from Sweden. And I say, oh, yeah, I played this festival in Baden. And they say, you were there? I was there. I'm like, I'm Toronto. And they're like, the guys, oh, yeah, you're the guy. You know, and so sometimes that'll happen. And wow. It's always cool when I hear different accents, get on the bus and I ask them where they're from. And I just had been there probably 6 months, you know, before or earlier, you know, so that's always cool, you know.
You drive the bus during the work week, during the day, and you play at night, you play on weekends, vacation time, and you make it work.
Yeah. Luckily, my boss is at the job. You know, they look out for me, you know, when it comes to certain things. Like, if I need a day off, I can trade my days. I can find someone to work my days and things like that. So
you've been at it for 26 years. You love your job, obviously, but great benefits, right? That's what you keep it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm a realist, you know, I don't want to quit a job that I've been doing for so long just to maybe follow something that might happen, you know, a dream that might happen, you know, for 3 or 4 years or 5 years and things like that. And then, you know, I try to be a realist about this thing, you know. You know, B.B. King drove a truck and, you know, he drove a tractor and, you know, Albert King drove a forklift, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, you know, Muddy Waters drove a truck.
Tyrenzo Cannon is playing Skyloft in Crossgates Mall Saturday, November 23rd at 8 p.m. SkyloftNY.com for tickets. Who are some of the players you have with you in your band you're bringing to town?
My keyboard player, he's 21 years old from Madison, Wisconsin. He's like a child prodigy, you know, Adam Pryor on keys. My bass player, Ari Cedar, I call him the doctor. And my drummer, longtime friend, drummer Melvin Pookie Sticks is going to be on drums.
That's great. Yeah. The Preacher, the Politician, or the Pimp, the brand new record, TyrenzoCannon.com is his website. November 23rd, playing Skyloft, SkyloftNY.com for tickets. Tyrenzo, thank you so much, and all the best to you. We'll see you here very soon.
Very cool. Thank you very much.